Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Who wrote this hymn? Do you remember? I told you last time. It's Charles Wesley. Although in college he was very devoted to God, he realized that something was lacking in his spiritual life one dark night on a ship tossed by a terrible storm. Charles and his brother John were crossing the Atlantic Ocean when a horrible storm came up, and the mast of the ship was broken off. It was a very scary time for Charles, but there was a group of 26 Moravian travelers who were not afraid. They had their trust in God, and they were not fearful. This really impressed Charles. He realized that although he did the right things, he didn't fully trust in God. He wanted that perfect trust. A couple years later, he came into contact with another Moravian. He finally was truly converted in May of 1738. We get to sing his song, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, together.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels stay. Alleluia. Raise your
we are going to play a game for reviewing our New Testament books. So I'm going to say the first book, and then you say the next one, and we'll go back and forth. And whenever we have like a first and second, or first and second, third, then we will just count that as one. So if it's first and second Corinthians, and I get first and second Corinthians, then you do the next one, Galatians, okay? So let's try this. Here we go. Matthew, your turn. Luke, Acts, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Ephesians, Colossians. Did you say 1st and 2nd Thessalonians? My turn. 1st and 2nd Timothy, Philemon, James, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Revelation. Great job. Now we're going to go to our Bible lesson. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. We are continuing the story about how Jesus rose from the dead and appeared to his disciples, and what they were thinking, and what the women at the tomb were thinking, and how it all happened. So we want to get started, but before we do, we always want to pray. So let's pause and ask Jesus to be with us, all right? Bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Lord, thank you for your stories and your word, the Bible, that we are able to learn more of you. Come into our hearts today. Amen. What happened last time? Do you remember? Mary had come to the tomb, and what did she find? Everything was gone. Jesus was gone. There were no soldiers. There was no people.
the stone had been rolled away. She was very confused, and things were not going according to plan. She had come there to do what? To anoint his body. But there was nothing to anoint. What would she do? Well, Mary rushed away from the tomb of Jesus and told Peter and John what she had seen there. While she was gone, some of the other women arrived at the tomb with spices. They too were surprised and puzzled or confused that the stone had been removed. And then they saw Jesus' body was gone. Where could it have gone? Let's look up Luke chapter 24, verse 1 through 3. We're going to get started today right off opening our Bibles. So I want you to go get your Bible and open it up to Luke chapter 24. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 24. That's towards the back of the book of Luke because we're getting towards the end of that book. Luke chapter 24. And then we're going to read verse 1, 2, and 3. Luke chapter 24, verse 1, 2, and 3. Here's what it says.
Now, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they, and certain other women with them, came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus.
So the women came to the tomb with spices that they were going to anoint Jesus' body. But what happened? They found the stone rolled away, and they went in, so they looked in, or they went into the tomb, and they saw that his body was gone. And suddenly, what did they realize? Let's look at verse 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Luke chapter 24, and we're going to read verses 4 through 8. Here's what it says.
And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words.
They saw what? Two men. Now, what did these men look like? What were they wearing? What does the Bible say? Can you look in your Bible? Look at verse 4. What were they wearing? Shining garments. You're right. Huh. So who do you think these men were? Do you think they were angels? I think you might be right. What did they tell the women? He has risen. And then they did something that was really, really neat. At least I think it was really neat. They reminded the women of Jesus' promise. They said, Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee? They tell the women exactly what Jesus said. What did the women do? They hurried away to tell the disciples. They were so excited, kind of confused and probably like, what's really going on? But they said, and there were these men in shining garments. Oh, they were so excited. Well, when Peter and John had heard about the empty tomb, they went running to see what was going on. Remember, they hadn't seen any angel. They just had heard from Mary that Jesus' body was gone. And sure enough, when they got to the tomb, they saw that what Mary had said was true. We are going to see that for ourselves because the Bible tells us, and we want to make sure that we are learning what the Bible says. I don't want you just following what I say. I want you to follow what the Bible says. Jesus has given us the Bible so that we can know the truth. So whenever I say something, it needs to be backed up by the Bible. Let's go to John chapter 20, verses 2 through 10. Wow, that's a lot of verses. John chapter 20, verse 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We're going to read all of those. John is just one more book over because we were in Luke, right? We're going to go to John chapter 20. That's towards the back of the book. And then we're going to start reading at verse 2. If you need more time, just pause the recording and then you can press play when you're ready. Let's read that together. What did they see when Peter and John looked into that tomb? What did they see in there? They saw that it was empty, right? Yeah. But what else did they see? They saw the grave clothes, and they were linen cloths that were lying there. The handkerchief that had been around Jesus' head, it was not lying with the linen cloths, but it was folded together in a place by itself. Wow. It was all folded up. If you were Jesus, would you have been in a hurry to get to heaven and to see your Father? I would have. But Jesus took time to fold the grave clothes. He didn't toss them on the floor. He neatly folded them himself. There was so much confusion going on. The women had heard that Jesus was risen. Mary could see that the tomb was empty. Peter and John came rushing there and they saw that the tomb was empty. There was so much confusion. They didn't know what was happening, who to believe. And I'm sure they were a little scared too that if they were seen around the city or around the tomb, then they might be arrested too. But Jesus wasn't going to leave them in confusion for long. He was going to reveal himself to them. And we're going to find out about that next time. But before we go, I want you to think about one thing. Remember how we read about Jesus folding the grave clothes before he left the tomb? Yeah. What does that tell us about how important it is to Jesus for us to be neat and tidy? What about your clothes? What about your room? When you get dressed in the morning, do you fold your clothes and put them away or put them in the laundry basket? Or do you just leave them strewn around the floor? It's so important that we practice the habit of being neat and tidy. That's what Jesus did, and we want to follow his example. Let's pray and ask Jesus to help us to follow him and to be neat and tidy today. Are you ready? Let's pray. Dear Lord, help us to follow you. Help us to be neat and tidy. Help us to do our work well, to do our very best, just like you did. We want to be like you, Lord. We want to follow you with all of our hearts. We love you. Amen.
Hebrews 13, verse 5.
He has said,
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
He has said,
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Hey kids, it's Miss Katie here. Have you ever had a question about God or the Bible? Or as we're studying our lesson, do you sometimes have questions? Well, now is your chance to ask those questions. And guess what? We're going to answer them straight from the Bible. Send your questions to SeedPod at startingwithjesus.com, and we will let you know when those questions will air on our podcast.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.